The Juneau Douglas Crimson Bears and North Pole Patriots football teams are playing in the medium schools football division this year. The two used to compete against Alaska's largest high schools. Now they're part of the small Southeast Conference. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander takes a look at the move.
Touchdown, Juneau Douglas.
The Crimson Bears had no trouble beating the North Pole Patriots last week, their toughest conference opponent this season. Both have played in the Cook Inlet and Rail Belt leagues for large schools. Now they compete in the Southeast Conference against Ketchikan, Sitka, and Juneau's Thunder Mountain.
There's not many conferences left, so we're kind of making the rounds through all of them.
Head coach Rich Saros has seen JDHS enrollment fall from a high school with nearly 1,800 students to less than 700. North Pole High School near Fairbanks also has a dwindling enrollment. Coach Richard Hennert says it's down to about 740 students this fall.
And ultimately it came down to the fact that Austin has a cutoff and we're below that cutoff.
In 2011, the Alaska School Activities Association added a third football division for schools with enrollments of 326 to 800 students. ASA is the sanctioning organization for athletics and other activities. State Championship Director Isaiah Freeman says three divisions help small schools compete, like Barrow, Eielson, Valdez, or Seward.
A lot of the smaller schools could never, ever beat the medium schools. Just like the medium schools have a harder time beating like the Bartlett and Chugiak and Diamond, that was kind of the reasoning behind the division, so that those smaller schools had a shot at winning a state championship.
For years, Juneau and North Pole competed at the top of the large schools division. They made the state playoffs several times. JDHS won the championship twice in the last decade, and both football teams opted to stay in the Rail Belt for the first two seasons after their size shrunk. Now it's hard for JDHS and North Pole to compete with the large schools from Anchorage, Fairbanks, and the Mat-Su, where once there were 70 to 80 Crimson Bears, 47 boys signed up this season, says Coach Saros. There is little depth.
We kind of knew this was coming when we built two schools. You know, the numbers were going to decrease and something was going to have to happen and money was going to get tighter and that kind of stuff. And so I think we're making the most of it.
While North Pole still has a lot of kids going out for football, Coach Hennert calls the move to the SEC realistic.
Pretty much one out of every three boys that goes to North Pole High School plays football. We get a lot of bodies out. Whereas West Anchorage, you know, they have so many kids, it's probably one out of every 10 to 15 boys plays football, but it's the biggest boys in school that play football.
He says moving to the conference was a tough issue for coaches and players.
You never want to play down, so to speak. Those that are competitive want to step up to challenges.
Both coaches Saros and Hennert believe Juneau and North Pole can help make the small Southeast Conference stronger.
And we hopefully can be advocates in the conference here and maybe help them out and find ways to make football better in Alaska.
And Coach Saros says the medium schools division, with the Northern Lights and Southeast Conferences, may be the one to watch this season. But in the Southeast, Sitka has decided not to play JDHS and North Pole. That leaves only four SEC teams and 8 weeks in the regular season. So the two stronger teams have scheduled games against some of Alaska's tougher squads from other conferences. JDHS players say they're comfortable in the SEC, especially since the schedule does offer them more competition. And the motto this year, says running back Demetrius Campos, is the same as when they played the big schools.
State championship. That's the ultimate goal.
In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.